Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Democrats plan to push Tuesday for the U.S. Senate to pass higher pandemic relief payments to most Americans, meeting President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 COVID relief checks that has already been approved by the House of Representatives. With the Democrats in the minority in the Senate and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell giving no public indication of bringing the measure for a vote, prominent Democratic figures said they intend to take several possible paths toward forcing action. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer planned to use a procedural move that can be halted if any senators object. Republicans have largely resisted the additional spending. Meantime, the House of Representatives also voted Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. If the Senate follows the House action, it would be the first veto override of Trump's presidency. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reimposing a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew, meaning residents must remain in their homes between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., but medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. So far, South Africa has recorded more than 1 million cases of coronavirus. In Britain, the authorities say passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure, according to U.S. authorities. The new order became effective Monday. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Philippines will ban travelers from 19 countries and territories until mid-January as a measure to keep out a new variant of the coronavirus. The Transport Ministry said Tuesday the regulation will be in effect from midnight through January the 15th, covering Filipinos and foreigners arriving from the flagged countries. The Philippine government previously imposed an extended flight ban from Britain until mid-January. A new study by London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine concluded Britain must vaccinate 2 million people a week to avoid a third wave of the coronavirus outbreak. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his scientific advisors have said a variant of the coronavirus, which could be up to 70% more transmissible, was spreading rapidly in Britain, although it is not thought to be more deadly or to cause more serious illness. A huge study of another possible COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway as states continue to roll out supplies of the first shots cleared for emergency use. Novavax is recruiting 30,000 volunteers to test its shot. Doses of one vaccine made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are rationed, and more options are critical to providing enough shots for the country and the world. Johnson & Johnson hopes to know next month if its one-dose option works. Russia's Federal Penitentiary Service gave Alexei Navalny until Tuesday to report to its office or face imprisonment. The prison service demanded the timeline in terms of a suspended 3.5-year sentence he received back in 2014, or conviction, rather. Navalny, a leading Kremlin critic, is recovering in Germany after he was poisoned by a nerve agent in August. Russian authorities have denied the Kremlin was involved in his poisoning. Navalny fell into a coma while aboard a domestic flight from Siberia to Moscow. And France is mourning the deaths of three soldiers killed in a roadside bombing in Mali. The French government said the soldiers' armored vehicle struck an explosive device during their mission fighting an Islamist extremist insurgency in Africa's Sahel region. And the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has approved the use of delivery drones over populated areas at night. Delivery companies like UPS and Amazon have been investing in the technology for years. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.